Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. So I've posted a reel on Instagram twice, actually, because Instagram, for some reason, removed my audio from the first reel. But the reel was all about a week in the life with my schedule, really in the last like year and a half as a working mom who owns a business but works from home. And you guys have loved the reel. Both times I've had to post it. And I want to expand on what I explain in that very short minute and a half clip to tell you more the nitty-gritty details about what my week is like running my business, taking care of my son at the time recording this, being very pregnant, and how my team and my husband fit into this, and how we basically have 3 days of childcare. And that has worked for us since November of 2022. Before that, we had no childcare, and then all the way through right now. So that's been what we've been doing. So after this episode, I'm going to do some more episodes answering questions that you guys sent in on those 2 reels I posted to kind of expand on all this. But for now, let's talk about my work week, what it looks like running a multiple six-figure year business on part-time hours while I work from home, while having less childcare. And we're also going to talk about that 40-hour work week and kind of some mindset stuff around that. So let's get to it. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, an online educator for entrepreneurs, website designer, wife, boy mom, and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want to dive deep into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a sustainable business that fits your unique lifestyle while standing out in a crowd, then you are in the right place. I created a multiple six-figure a year business in my early 20s, and now in my 30s, I'm still running that successful multiple six-figure a year business on just part-time hours now as a working mom. I'm here to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe that the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like friends chatting business over coffee, and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, website design, personal branding, mindset, time management as a busy parent, scalable and passive income, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. Okay, so let's start with why I want to share this real quick. So first of all, I get asked all the time about this stuff, like what my schedule looks like, how I manage stuff with less childcare and why we do it that way and stuff like that. And I know for me too, I personally love hearing this kind of thing. Like whenever I see podcasts I listen to do like a, ooh, they're sharing their schedule and how they make their lives and businesses work together, I'm always happy to listen to those. So I think you might also be that way. And I feel as though often in our world, we're taught this concept of like work-life balance and like the two being super separated, when the reality for most of us is that work-life integration and the two are actually not that separate, especially as business owners, is more of the reality. So it's a lot different to navigate, and I think a lot more fun as a business owner than if I were working a 9-to-5. But anyway, that's the thing I wanted to say. And then I also want to say too, before I get into sharing the week, is that every week does not look the same, like not whatsoever. But generally, this is what, like when I look at like a year and a half of this being our life schedule, this is what it has looked like. And I also want to say, having 3 days of childcare versus 5 days is harder on my business. So I just want to go ahead and say that, that like I'm not choosing this decision because like it feels like it makes the most sense to grow my business as fast as possible, but it is what makes sense for me to have an intentional and fulfilling life and for what I want for our family. So it is harder on my business. So I just want to get those two things out of the way. But also I want to challenge the notion that we all automatically need 5 days of work each week. So let's talk about that real quick. So maybe you do want that. Maybe you're at a 9-to-5. Maybe your kids are out of the house and grown. Or maybe you don't want to have any stay-at-home parent days besides the weekend. And that's like how you feel like your personality and your desires are best suited. And that's totally fine. And I sometimes feel like cautious sharing stuff like I am now, because I don't want to come off as me saying like, this is the only way to do things, because it's certainly not. And I know everyone picks their life schedule and things differently and for different reasons. And actually, I know for a fact, this will not always be the way that my family does things as seasons of our life change. And like, for example, I'm about to have another big change up as we add another baby to the mix, where like all of this will kind of get like thrown out the door a bit, because I will not have childcare for the new baby. I will just have it for my toddler. So all this kind of stuff changes as seasons of life change. So I know this is not the only way to do it, but I want to say though, regardless of how much childcare you have or how much you want, I think we all assume, even as entrepreneurs who, you know, we've ditched that 9-to-5 mentality, we still can assume that we need 5 days of work with 7 to 8 hours in each day, each week to get our work done. And we need 40 hours a week, at least in a week, right? And then sometimes the mindset as a business owner is actually that 40 hours is like not even enough. Like you need more than that. You need more like 60 hours, especially if you're early in business, you got to hustle. Like we have all of those kind of mentalities. And the 40-hour work week is like a concept that we take from corporate America and we bring it into our business. I know I felt that way when I first started my business of like, hey, this is how much I was just used to working and this is how much I need to continue working. But like some fun facts for us here, the 40-hour of work week idea actually came from the Industrial Revolution in the early 1900s. Not like actual science or evidence that we all need in all jobs, no matter what we do, 40 hours of work to get everything done. The Industrial Revolution is also what brought men out of jobs that were in their homes, like farming, where it was like a family business. They were probably around their kids a lot more. And then it brought them into factories where the men were away from their kids all day and away from their wives and family. And from there, mothers became the like childcare solo provider in so many families. And then now we have a situation where as women, we're blessed to also like be able to work, whereas that really wasn't happening in the Industrial Revolution. But then it's like, where is the childcare going? And also it tends to be like harder on women who want to work, because it is still that like maybe the childcare falls on you more depending on your family dynamics. Anyway, though, I share all that to say that like if you have in your mind that you need 40 hours a week to work, just challenge that for yourself, because it's not coming from any science. Every business, every job is so different. And I would actually challenge you to like try to get your work hours less and less while increasing the productivity in the organization and ultimately the like revenue and profits in your business. That's more of my goal. And if you want to like research some more about the Industrial Revolution stuff, I was just like barely sharing anything about a book I read a few years ago. It's called Take Back Your Family. It's really, really excellent. I can link to it in the show notes, but he explores in like some of the early chapters of the book, like how this shift in the way we worked and factories and all of that really changed the dynamics in families and in work and all that. It's really insightful. So that's a book worth reading. It's called Take Back Your Family. But anyway, I want to get back to what I was saying. So if you're someone though who desires to maybe have your kids more at home more, or maybe like you want to do something else with your time, if your kids are older or if you don't have children, then I just want to tell you it is possible. I'm proof. And I don't think people talk about this enough. Our society just says an immediate, like, I work, therefore, of course, I need full-time childcare, or I have a baby and now I have to quit my work to stay at home. And it's just like, those are kind of the two options. And what I'm saying is that maybe you don't do either of those things. Like maybe it is a mix and maybe you'll really enjoy life when it's a bit of a mix. So it doesn't have to be full-time working mom. It also doesn't have to be full-time stay-at-home mom. But again, that's often the only options we are presented with. And it's the same for dads, only most of the time with men, it's like, stay-at-home dad who? Like you're working full-time, of course. Like why would you not? So as women though, we just see those two options. But I'm just here to say, you have more options. And if you're listening to this, you most likely are someone who already has a business or is thinking about starting a business. And that really helps set you up for what I'm talking about even better than it would if you were at a 9-to-5. So anyway, my life in the last year has looked like running a business full-time. Like I would never say I run my business part-time because it is a full-time job and it is a full-time mental headspace to run a business. But I do not put full-time hours in as a business owner, which is different things. But this is like fully what I do. And in addition to that, for years, I mean, gosh, like 3 years maybe, I was the sole breadwinner for our family while my husband was in graduate school. Now we both are earning. But that was also like an element of like my story, you could say, as a business owner. And my business has grown steadily over the years without me putting in tons of hours every week, even before becoming a mom. So I want to say too, I don't know what it's like to start a business and already have children because that was not my story. I started my business when I was 22 years old, newly married, and had quit my first 9-to-5. And so I don't really know much different there. And I've had my business the whole time I've been a mom. But before my mom life, I was probably averaging 30 to 35 hours a week of work. And since becoming a mom, it's more like 20 to 25 hours a week. So I didn't build my business on like 60 hours a week and then stop once I had kids. And I hope that's encouraging to you, no matter what season of business you're in, especially if you are someone who is like in the early stages of business while already being a parent, you can make it work on less hours. So let's talk about the schedule though. So first of all, to note right now, I have one son and I'm pregnant with another baby boy. And my son right now, he's a little past 2 and he'll be 2.5 when this new baby is born. So that's kind of the dynamic. I'm in that toddler season. It is so fun. Absolutely love toddler mom life. And he's still really sweet and just like learns so much and says so much cool stuff every day. And just a blast to be around. But that's what season I'm in. So I don't know what it's like to be a mom to older kids. I might say something here where you're like, that wouldn't work because my kids, you know, 4 or whatever it is. I don't know what even just the next season looks like, but I do know what's worked for us in this season. And this has been, what I'm about to share has been our schedule for really the last like year and a half, basically. Okay, so let's talk about the exact schedule though. So we have childcare on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and my son Colin goes to a preschool. So he's literally out of the house. That's how we've done childcare. We've explored like a nanny and things like that as well. But this is like what's working for us in the season. Again, like I'm saying, like seasons might change, but he's out of the house. And I actually on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, most of the time, it's a Wednesday right now as I'm recording, I actually typically have the house to myself because my husband, Adam, does work outside of the home. He is a therapist. So most of the time when he's working, he's not here at home. So I'm, you know, I'm up in my office having the whole house to myself, which is really nice and helpful for me, I think in my business specifically, but when we've had times where we've had like Colin at home more, it also works well. So anyway, we do drop off though at his preschool around 8 or 8:30, sometime in there. And then I usually pick him up around 3:30 to 4:15-ish, somewhere in there, just kind of depending on the day and when I'm finished up with work. And the way that Adam, my husband and I divide and conquer the drop-off and pick-up thing is that Adam does drop-offs like almost always exclusively. Colin actually hates it when I drop him off at school, which is fun. He gets really upset. But Adam does drop-offs and then he heads off to work straight from there. And then I do pick up and head back home with Colin. But sometimes we do switch that up too. But I think that's nice for like that even to be like a 50-50 thing in your marriage of like one person doing one and one person doing the other. But because Monday, Wednesday, Fridays are the only days where Colin isn't home, those are the days that I focus on having meetings. So if you look at my calendar, the only times work meetings end up on Tuesday or Thursday is typically because that's what the other person needed. Maybe I was scheduling a podcast interview or a meeting with someone and I'm on their calendar scheduling and they only do meetings on Tuesday, Thursdays. So that's how that ends up happening. And often when I am scheduling on like a Tuesday or Thursday, it's more like, hey, Adam, like I'm texting him, like, will this work for me to do a meeting? Because we know we're kind of like both in on childcare those days, so I can't just like assume that I can schedule something and like that he'll just be able to take her call the whole time. So anyway, I really try for everything to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday though. And same goes for Adam. So like I said, he's a mental health counselor or therapist, whatever you would like to call that. And he sets his own schedule. So he's with a group practice in Nashville, but he also really sets his own schedule, very independent. It feels like he works for himself in a lot of ways, and he has his own office space. So he actually right now, again, for all like this whole time, he only sees clients Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then he has one client he sees on the weekends like alternatingly. But as you can see, both of us have worked generally to keep the big work things on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, with Adam almost exclusively only working those days, and then me working those days, and then like sometimes stuff gets into other days. And that's true for Adam too. Like even, you know, as I'm talking, like last week, I think he saw two clients on like a Thursday while I was with Colin. So it really does, like I said, it varies week to week, but generally we both try to keep our work to Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And that's, again, in our season with just one child and we having childcare those days, that has worked out actually super, super well for us. So what kind of stuff though do I do on these days to run my business? So typically Monday, Wednesday, Friday, let's see, so many different things. I don't do like intense block scheduling where like Mondays are always this, Wednesdays are always this. It really just depends on the week, but I am really intentional about planning ahead of like, okay, these are my big focuses for the week. These are my big focuses for this particular day and things like that. And then I also go with inspiration. Like today, as I'm talking to you right now, I actually did not plan to record this episode today, but I was feeling myself like in the mood to record some podcasts. I already recorded one a little while before this and I felt like I had the energy for it. So I was like, all right, let's do it. But anyway, what do I typically do? So lately it's been making my new podcast course, which is called Podcast Success Blueprint, and really just going big on that, like outlining lessons, recording them. This morning even I outlined and recorded two lessons for that course. So any big project that is going on in my business, which right now is that course, that is usually my biggest focus. And I love having, again, these days where it's just like me at home to really do like the super mentally taxing and very important work of like deciding how to teach something in a course. So that's often what I'm doing those days. And any meetings are on these days, like I said. And I often try to either batch my meetings or schedule them at the beginning or end of the workday so I can have uninterrupted work time. So like, for example, like next week I might have a meeting. Let me actually look at my calendar. If I have a meeting, like next week, there's one day I actually have hardly any meetings next week, which is really nice, but I have one meeting that is at 9 a.m. on one day. And it's like, okay, now I have nothing the rest of the day. So I try to avoid meetings that are, you know, like in the middle of the day and things like that, if possible, unless I'm batching a bunch of meetings together. And that's really helpful because when you are fitting all of your meetings generally into 3 days, those days can fill up really fast and you feel like you don't get to do like actual work on your business. So that's something that happens. And then what I'm doing, again, changes by the projects we're working on the business, or I'll do things like, you know, recording these podcast episodes, working on designing new templates, working on my new website design that's coming in 2024, sometime this year, and also making some social media content. Basically, like once every few weeks, I will record some reels and like plan content there. I do admin stuff, which there's always so much more of that than you would think. Like I was running payroll stuff this morning and doing some goal setting stuff, like communicating things to team members, setting up a new freebie. Like there's always different things like that going on. The days vary a lot, but like big picture things in my business is always going to be whatever project I'm working on, whatever new product or project, so to speak. And then maintaining things like podcast episodes, team communication, stuff like that. So on these days, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm typically working from around 8:30 to 3:30 with some breaks in there, like a lunch break. And sometimes I'll take a break to work out or go on a walk in the neighborhood if it's warm enough. So basically around 6 to 7 hours on these days. But again, sometimes it's even less than that. Like today is actually going to be less than that because this morning was a way later start and Colin went to school later and I started work later. So it all really varies, but that's kind of what Monday, Wednesday, Friday looks like. Okay, so Tuesday, Thursday, like I already said, is when my son Colin is home with us and I just so cherish these days. Like it is so fun. He loves it. He loves being home. He loves being with us, like both typically in the house with him or with Adam's gone for a while, coming back at some point that day. He loves his playroom. He loves going on adventures around town. We have some spots we hit almost every week on one or two, on either of those days or on the weekend that's just like really fun, like places we always go. And so typically though, when I think about like working on these days, right? So typically on one of those days I'm working and on one of them Adam is working. Or we'll do some like divide and conquer of like half days, which I personally really like. But lately, as I've been working on this new course, because y'all, this course is so amazing and it's actually much bigger than I anticipated. I thought I was making, when I first started it, like a more of a mini course, but it is not. It is a 9-module course that is like all things growing a really successful money-making podcast. Like it is in-depth, advanced podcasting strategies and concepts. It also starts with the beginner stuff. But anyway, that course has been a big undertaking. And so as I'm working on that, I've been needing more hours in my business. Like I'm kind of in busy season, honestly. Like that's what I've called it. And so Adam has been with Colin a bit more than our usual schedule. And honestly, more than I like. Like I have been craving more like, okay, I want like a whole Tuesday in mom mode or like a whole Thursday in mom mode. But it's been a little bit less like that because I am working so hard in this course. But anyway, so we sometimes do it, like I said, where it's like all day Tuesday, Adam is in charge, then all day Thursday, I'm in charge. But we've also done more of the half day vibes, which I found I really like. So if you're looking for like, which one's better, like doing all day or doing half days? I really like the half days. So it might be that like in the morning, Adam's with Colin, and then in the afternoon, I'm with Colin or vice versa. Tomorrow, actually, we are doing this. Like I said, I'm recording right now on a Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Tomorrow morning at 9, I have some friends coming over and we are having a play date at our house. One of my friends from out of town is here and then another friend with her baby's coming and we're just going to get to sit and talk and let our boys play. And that's really exciting. And so all morning, I'm going to be in mom mode, probably like through nap time. And Adam has some work stuff planned. And then the afternoon, he's going to take over with Colin while I go into my office and get some things done. So that's a rhythm I really like. So if you're looking for like, what could be good for you and your family, that's one worth trying. We also have days where neither of us work much though, except nap time. And we're together more as a family, which again is something I really, really love. And in this busy season where I'm like, okay, I've got just a few weeks until I have another baby and I have all these things to do in my business and all these things set up in my personal life, we do that a bit less. But I do think in this next season with like newborn phase combined with having a toddler already, we'll probably have more time like that where we're just together as a family. Okay, so let's talk about what a Tuesday, Thursday looks like when I am working. So getting less done is for sure part of it. Like Colin likes to interrupt me. Now that we have this baby on the way, we actually moved my office to a different room in our house. We have a 3-story house. The 3rd story has a bonus room, playroom, and then a bedroom off of it. So that bedroom is now my new office. And my old office, which is on the 2nd level, is now going to be a new nursery. So I'm like basically in Colin's playroom working. My office chair has actually become one of his favorite playroom toys, which is hilarious. He calls it his forklift because he's very into construction. But anyway, I'm often like interrupted more. And if he is playing in the playroom, it has not worked well lately for me to work in here because we're still kind of getting adjusted to like, okay, mama is in that room, but like we don't go in there right now. But it is a day that I try to focus on tasks that I can jump more in and out of versus things that I need like a lot of focus time for like at least an hour. So this might be a day where I tackle all the random little to-do list items instead of sitting down to record a podcast, or where I work on a new template that I can hop in and out of instead of being like, okay, I'm going to outline this really intense course lesson that's like 10 pages in my notes. Because interruptions are many and they are welcomed. Like I really do like popping in and out with Adam and Colin on these days. And we aren't breastfeeding anymore, but when we were, there were even more interruptions because it was like, okay, we got a nurse. So that was an element that once we stopped doing that around like 19, 20 months old, that like changed this facet as well in a way that I welcomed because I got more focused work time done. Anyway, that's the day where I'm kind of in and out of stuff. And Adam also, I really appreciate this. It's another thing if you're trying to do this as well, like splitting the childcare with your spouse, he tries to be gone at least 2 hours straight on these days. So let's say it's a Tuesday he's with Colin. He might be gone from like 8 to 10, just like completely out of the house. So there will be a chunk of time or they are both gone and I'm completely solo. And if I'm trying to record something or do some kind of like deep work or have a meeting, that's typically when I'll do it. So on these days too, my workday definitely ends earlier, more like 3 o'clock, and I'll go hang out with them as a family or relieve Adam for like an hour or so, like early, so that he can go like get back to do his emails and client messages or go to the gym or something like that. He often on Tuesdays and Thursdays actually takes like new inquiry calls with like potential new therapy clients. So he'll like go do that typically like at the end of the workday, and I'll take over with Colin. Also on Tuesday, Thursday, if I'm working, I'm almost always eating breakfast, lunch, and dinner, like all together as a family, all at home that day, unless like Adam and Colin like go out for breakfast or something. And that's really fun. So we like on these days, it's like, hey, we're together for every meal all day long. Okay, so now quickly, let's talk about a Tuesday, Thursday when I'm not in mom mode. And then I have like 5 things I want to share with you that relate to like how I make this work and run a business. So if I'm in mom mode on Tuesday, Thursday, I do like to get ready for the day. Ironically, I care less about getting ready. Like, am I getting ready? I mean, like doing makeup and like putting on, like, honestly, for me, it's athleisure, but like putting on makeup would be the biggest thing. But I care less about getting ready on days when I'm working solo at home. And I often on those days, like, won't do anything to my hair, won't do makeup and that sort of thing. But on my mom days, I've found that it really helps my mood and my energy levels to do my makeup and wear some like cute athleisure clothes that make me feel good about myself. And it's funny because in our heads, I think we can think like, oh, it's going to take so long to get ready, I should just skip it. But I have timed myself, which sounds so funny, I can't believe I'm sharing that, but I've timed myself a few times getting ready just to like prove to myself that like, Elizabeth, this does not take that much time and is so worth it. And y'all, it legitimately takes me 10 to 15 minutes max, if not more like 5 minutes, to actually get ready for the day. So there's like no reason not to do that. So I'll either get ready before Colin's awake or in just in the morning when we're all kind of like hanging out as a family before either of us start work. And I think it really, again, just helps me have a better day when I get ready on my mom days. So I also like to plan something in these days for me and Colin to do outside of the house. If it's warm, it's usually things like going to a park or playground or just being out in our neighborhood a lot. And when it's cold lately, which has been our situation in the winter, we have some indoor places that we really like to go. I'll kind of pick one and be like, okay, this is, you know, what we're going to do this morning. We often do like outings in the morning and then home in the afternoon. And I also try to run errands on these days. So things like an Amazon return or buying a gift for someone or a quick grocery store run happens on Tuesday or Thursday time with Colin, or Adam honestly does those things with Colin as well. He has been to Whole Foods many times to do our Amazon returns on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but we basically just spend a lot of time at home, and I try to encourage Colin to do activities I want us to do. I love like planning like fun little crafts and stuff, but toddlers want what toddlers want, and I could have like the most fun outing or activity ever planned, but I like, he doesn't want to go and do it. And so sometimes we don't. So anyway, on these days though, too, from a work perspective, I'm still engaged on Slack with my team, and I will often get on Instagram too and like post some things if I need to. I will sometimes reply to emails and be in my inbox just from my phone. And I often do those things while Colin is playing independently in like little spurts, which I would love to be on my phone less on my mom days, if I'm being honest. But like, I do find myself being like, okay, I got a Slack message, like, and he's kind of, you know, playing on his own, fine, I'm going to like look at this. On these days too, during his nap, I almost always work on things in my business in this current season, or I'll do things around the house, like cleaning up from lunch or straightening or laundry or something. But I also try to do house tours as much as I can while Colin is awake, because right now with only one and one who's a toddler, he actually does really great with a lot of those tasks. So like while I'm folding laundry, we have a peekaboo game we play that like he really enjoys. And then he actually helps put the laundry away. So that's like an enjoyable task for him. Same thing with dishes. Like he can help a little bit with elements of putting away dishes or being his learning tower, like helping in some other way while I'm doing that. Same for like cooking, like I'll do that with him. Having a learning tower, if you don't have one of those, is super helpful for involving your toddler in task in the kitchen. If you just look that up, we got ours on Facebook for like $50, regular like $200, but it's basically like a thing that brings your child to the height of a counter and can just be moved around a room. So we love that. It helps him be able to be more involved in those sorts of things. But I would rather be able to do something relaxing for myself, like reading a book or doing something for work during like what might be a very, very short nap that I can't do while he's awake. He typically only naps like an hour to maybe an hour and a half. So it's not like a lot of time for us. So that's kind of what those days look like. And I often will try to plan something with another mom friend. Again, like I said, tomorrow I'm having like a play date in the morning. So I like doing that on those days if it makes sense. Now, talking about the weekends just really fast, 90% of the time I don't work on the weekends except to plan a little for my week ahead and like maybe to check my email. And like clear out messages and like flag some things on like Sunday night or something. But again, it's all seasonal. Like I've had some nap times lately on the weekend where I'm doing things like working on maternity leave prep or outlining a lesson for my course. It's all about my mood. But I try to be unplugged from work, generally speaking. But again, I feel like I'm in a busy season right now of my work. And by the way, busy season still is only pulling like 25, 30 hours for me right now. But that's like kind of the season I've been in. So it has required me to maybe work a bit more than I would have, say, earlier in, 2023. So, okay, now that's the schedule. Hopefully that was not too boring and was interesting and makes sense. I'm sure I left something out that would probably leaves a gap and follow-up questions. But now I just have like five things I want to share that go along with this. If this is something where you're like, hey, that sounds really exciting, I like that you're getting that balance of like time at home and time working, here are some tips and like some things that I think help it happen. So first of all, this schedule did not happen by accident whatsoever. So I just think that's worth mentioning. Like this is like this schedule that worked for us for over a year. Again, going to just change because we're having another baby. Otherwise, I think it would keep working. But it took a lot of intentional planning and a lot of conversations between me and my husband being like, okay, let's figure this out. It also meant saying no to a lot of things. Like I literally think that if I just had 5 days of childcare, my business would grow so much faster. And it's worth noting too that the reason we don't do full-time childcare is not because we couldn't make it work financially. Like again, if I did that, I think my business would grow a lot faster and would easily cover any like cost that it would add up there. But we don't do that because that's not what we want. Like we want Colin and future kids like home more. So because of that, it takes a lot of intentional planning and again, does not happen by accident. And it doesn't happen either without like intentional desire. So again, I just like, this is like what I want as a mom. I knew I didn't really ever want to be a stay-at-home mom. That's never been like something on my heart as I thought about being a mom, but I did know that like I wanted to be home with my kids like more often than not. And honestly, for me, I wish I was with Colin even more than I am currently. And also at the same time, I know it would be easier on my business if we had even more childcare. And I also know that if I had no childcare, I couldn't run my business. So it's like, it's all like some gives and takes. And I love what I do so much of my work. I can't imagine not doing it. And also know that my kids will eventually be school aged. And at that point, my work schedule will look so much different. But I just have that to say that this doesn't happen by accident. It starts with like an intentional conversation with your co-parent or spouse and being like, hey, like, here's what I'm thinking. Like how can we make this work? This is what I'm feeling like a desire towards. What do you think about this? And that sort of stuff. And then second thing, as I commit to a schedule, I know it's not forever. And we are constantly like tweaking like how things work. So for example, I have felt a pull lately to take on more time on Tuesdays and Thursdays than I have been lately and be in mom mode more. That's actually one of my 2024 goals after my maternity leave is over. But then also, we did a lot of the year like more 50-50 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And like I said, since I've been making my new course, which is a huge undertaking, Adam has picked up more of the childcare there. So it's always changing and evolving. And I know too that adding another baby will completely change this. And so as you think about like, okay, what do I want this schedule to look like with my work schedule and with my childcare schedule? Think in like terms of months, not years. I mean, seriously, that's like the biggest thing I can say. And I shared this on my end of the year recap episode, which was a little while back. But I feel like, I've been a business owner over 8 years now-ish, about 8 years. And I feel like my business has had the most big shifts since becoming a mom and the most stability actually in the years prior to becoming a mom. And it's interesting. It's really just because like my schedule has to change so much, right? Like nursing schedules and childcare changes and all of that. Like you're having your schedule dictated by another human schedule in a way that it wasn't before. So it is always changing. And I like to think in terms of months, not years, when I talk about seasons for things. Okay, third thing I want to tell you is that I have a team. And that really is like what makes this work at this point in my business and at the financial level that my business is at. So in reality, there's probably, and I wish I could have like a more of an exact number, but I would say there's probably around 40 to 50 hours a week of work going into my business. And it's just the thing that's happening is that's not me pulling all those hours. And I want to share that just to be completely frank and honest with you. That's like, yeah, like there is work going into my business beyond those like 20 to 25 hours I'm doing. It's just not all me doing it. And that is hiring more people changes the profit numbers for a business, right? But it's so worth it because I don't want to be doing everything myself. And I also can't do everything myself and create this lifestyle I'm trying to where I get to be in mom mode more. So, and that's something too that happens over time, right? Like I started with one team member and now I have a few team members. Everyone's a contractor. So that's like how I've done the hiring thing. They all have their own businesses as well. But that is something that like really helps make this all happen. Fourth thing I want to share, I actually have six things total, not five things. But the fourth thing, my business is highly systematized, which again, like going back to things that don't happen by accident, that doesn't happen by accident. My business has a lot of products that I'm selling that can make money while I'm not working. Like for example, on Christmas, as I'm recording this, it's quite close to Christmas. I know you're hearing this at a later time, but on Christmas Day, which is so random, I made 3 template sales. Like that kind of thing happens pretty regularly in my business where it's like, I literally didn't work at all that day. Didn't open my inbox, didn't even open Instagram, didn't send an email, anything like that. But I made 3 template sales. So that is, systematized and scaled would be another way to say it. But those systems allow for us all to work smarter, not more. And that's always my goal of like, how can I work smarter on whatever's at hand versus trying to pull more hours for the sake of pulling more hours. Okay, thing number 5. My husband, Adam, he is all in on this plan with me and it's his idea just as much as it is mine. And also he only works part-time hours in his job, like I already said, which really helps us make this happen. But I think that's huge here is that like we got on the same page about this. And I know I cannot speak to everyone else's marriage or how you figure out and navigate that. But like for us, we had the vision before we became parents, but when we were like expecting that this was what we wanted to do. And then, you know, we've refined it over time, but this is something we talk about frequently and he's really helpful. So it's not like, oh, I'm not, you know, it's all falling on the mom. Like we were saying how after the Industrial Revolution, that's not how our marriage works. And that makes this feel very possible for me. Okay. And the final thing I want to share is that this does not feel as easygoing or as simple as it sounds. So I feel like in some ways when you hear people share their schedule, it's like, oh, it's so nice and clean, organized and systematized and wonderful and easy, go you. But in reality, a lot of the days I do feel like there's not enough time to get everything done in my business that I need to or want to. And I also struggle with the pull between wanting to be with my son Colin and my next son and also wanting to do everything I can for my business because I really do love my work. Like I'm not just working to make a dollar, like I truly love what I do and cannot imagine not doing what I do. So it's like all there. And I just want to acknowledge that because I'm sure a lot of you guys feel that same tug of war emotionally as you try to figure out work-life balance. And it's helpful for me to remind myself when I'm in mom mode, this saying, I say it all the time to myself, there's nothing more important I could be doing right now. So whether it's that I am playing with Colin's train set with him, or if I am trying to get him into the car seat when he doesn't want to, or, you know, doing a bath or whatever it is, doing bedtime, there's nothing more important I could be doing right now. And then when I'm working, it helps me to like know and remember that Colin is being loved on and well taken care of with whoever he's with, whether it's with my husband or with his teachers at school. And that what I'm doing now when I'm not with him is also super important and impacting the lives of other people. So it's both and. It's not like mama has to work and that stinks. It's like, no, mama gets to go to work and it's wonderful. And you're also going to be doing something fun while I'm there. And then also when I'm in mom mode, like, hey, like, yeah, there's an email, there's something I need to post, or there's this problem in the business, or I did not get to finish that outline. And it's okay because there's nothing more important I could be doing right now. And when I look back over my life as a whole, the bigger picture things you're going to remember are actually those sweet moments with your kids, not the like time you didn't get the course thing outlined quickly enough. And that's just as much of a reminder for me as it is for you. So anyway, that is it. Behind the scenes of my work week, talking about the 40-hour work week, so many things. This was a longer episode than I expected. And like I said, I'm not sure when I'll air them, but I am going to do at least one, if not two, Q&A episodes, like answering questions you guys sent in to tell you some of the questions I'll answer is like, you know, what do we do for grocery shopping and meal prep and cleaning? How do you stay focused when your son's at home? Because it's like hard to get work done with kids at home. You know, what's the plan when a second baby arrives? How did I know when it was time to hire a team member? And what exactly are those team members doing? I'm literally reading over some of the questions right now, but yeah, so many good questions there. So I'm trying to figure out if I'm dividing those into like one massive episode or doing some smaller episodes around each one. So we'll see. But anyway, I hope this was so helpful and enjoyable, and I hope you understand where I'm coming from with this. And again, I just want to say, I said this earlier in the episode, but if you didn't hear me or skip that part, that like, I know there's no one correct way whatsoever to do this parenthood and work thing. And I hope that whatever way you end up doing, and whatever you're working towards, maybe you're not in the ideal situation you want right now, but that you can work towards something that feels really aligned for you and your family. And that's my hope in sharing the way I do things. So that is it, friends. And I'll be back next week with another episode. And thank you so, so, so much for listening all the way to the end. Hey, thank you for listening to the podcast, friend. I so appreciate you being here. That just flew by, didn't it? If you want more Breakthrough Brand, you have to join my free Facebook community for podcast listeners, where you can connect with like-minded business owners and go deeper on what you learn on this podcast. Go to ElizabethMcCravey.com/Facebook to request to join the free group. I cannot wait to connect with you there. Again, that's ElizabethMcCravey.com/Facebook to access the group. Also, if you love this episode, leaving a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening or sharing this episode with a friend is a great way to support this podcast. I appreciate it so much. Again, thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week with another episode.